Did I not tell you she was innocent?
So are the prince and Claudio, who accused her upon the error you heard debated.
But Margaret was in some fault in this, although against her will, as it appears in the true course of all the question.
Well, I'm glad that all things sort so well.
And so am I, being as by fate then forced to call young Claudio to a reckoning for it.
Daughter, and you gentlewomen all, withdraw to a chamber by yourselves, and when I send for you, come hither masked. Prince and Claudio promised by this hour to visit me. You know your office, brother. You must be father to your brother's daughter and give her to young Claudio.
Which I will do, with confirmed countenance.
Sire, I must entreat your pains, I think.
To do what, signor?
To bite me, or undo me. One of them. Signor Leonardo, truth it is, good signor, your niece regards me with an eye of favor.
That I my daughter lent her, 'tis most true.
And I, with an eye of love, requite her.
The sight whereof I think she got from me, from Claudio and the prince.
Ah, your answer, sir, is enigmatical.
But what's your will?
My will.
Oh, my will!
Is your good will. This day may stand with ours, to be conjoined in a state of honorable marriage. In which good fire I shall desire your help.
My heart is with your liking.
And my help. Here come the prince and Claudio.
Good morrow to this fair assembly.
Good morrow, prince. Good morrow, Claudio. We here attend you. Are you yet determined today to marry with my brother's daughter?
I'll hold my mind were she an Ethiop.
Call her forth, brother. Here's the friar ready.
Good morrow, Benedict. Why, what's the matter that thou hast such a February face?
So full of storm, of frost and cloudiness.
I think he thinks upon the savage bull. Tush, fear not, man. We'll tip thy horns with gold. And all Europa shall rejoice at thee as once Europa did at lusty Jove, when he would pay the noble beast in love.
Bull Jove, sir, had an amiable low, and some such strange bull leaped your father's cow, and got a calf in that same noble feat. Much like to you, for you have just his bleat.
For this I owe you. Here come other reckonings. Which is the lady I must seize upon?
This same is she. And I do give you her.
Why then, she's mine. Sweet, let me see your face.
No. That you shall not. You can take her hand before this friar and swear to marry.
Give me your hand before this holy friar. I am your husband, if you marry.
When I lived, I was your other wife. And when you loved, you were my other husband.
Another hero?
Nothing certainer. One hero died defiled, but I do live. And surely as I live, I am a maid.
Former hero. Hero that is dead.
She died, my lord, but whilst her slumber.
All this amazement can I qualify when, after that the holy rites are ended, I'll tell you largely of fair heroes' death. Meantime, let wonder seem familiar, and to the chapel let us presently.
Soft and fair. Friar, which is Beatrice?
I answer to that name. What is your will?
Do you not love me?
No. No more than reason.
Why, then your uncle and the prince and Claudio have been deceived. They swore you did.
Do you not love me?
Truth, no. No more than reason.
Why, then, my cousin Margaret and Ursula are much deceived, but they did swear you did.
Oh, well, they swore you were sick for me.
They swore you were well nigh dead for me.
But it isn't such matter. Then you do not love me.
No, truly. But in friendly recompense.
Come, cousin, I'm sure you love the gentleman.
And I'll be sworn upon that he loves her, for here's a paper written in his hand. A halting sonnet of his own pure brain, fashioned to Beatrice.
And here's another, written in my cousin's hand, stolen from our pocket, containing her affection unto Benedict.
Oh. A miracle.
Mm.
Here, our own hands against our hearts. So, come, I will have thee, but by this light, I take thee for pity.
Well, I would not deny you. But by this good day, I yield upon great persuasion. Mm-hmm. And partly to save your life, for I was told you were in a consumption.
Peace, now, will stop your mouth.
How dost thou, Benedict, the married man?
I tell thee what, Prince. A college of witcrackers cannot flout me out of my humour. Does not think I care for a satire or an epigram?
No.
If a man be beaten with brains, there will wear nothing handsome about him. In brief, since I do purpose to marry, I will think nothing to any purpose that the world can say against it. Therefore, never flout at me for what I have said against it. For man is a giddy thing. Mm. And this is my conclusion.
Ah.
Claudio. I did think to have beaten thee, but in that thou art like to be my kinsman, live unbruised, and love my cousin.
I had well hoped thou wouldst have denied Beatrice that I might have cudgelled thee out of thy single life to make thee a double dealer, which out of question thou wilt be if my cousin do not look exceedingly narrowly.
Come, we are friends. Let's have a dance ere we are married, that we may lighten our own hearts and our wives' heels.
You will have dancing afterwards.
First of my word.
Prince, thou art sad. Thou art sad. Get thee a wife.
Get thee a wife.
There is no staff more reverend than one tipped with horn.
Thy brother John is ta'en in flight and bolted with armed men back to Messina.
Think not on him till tomorrow.
I'll devise thee brave punishments for him.
Strike up, pipers!